Welcome to this Grandma's Life podcast. I'm your host, Thesia Ellis. Get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with me as we explore growing old in an ever-changing world. Today is April 14, 2023, and it's episode 27, Oscar Gets Adjusted. Farm happenings, man, you know what? The last two or three years trying to order chicks has been a challenge, and already I was kind of hoping to get order some more broad-breasted turkeys so that I can have some to sell for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I've got five different hatcheries that I can research through and find, and I think one of them had turkeys that I could use. And my problem is I was just researching. I hadn't sold any yet, and I was hoping to like get pre-orders so I can know how many to order. And I haven't done that yet because, golly, think about how far away Thanksgiving is. And I was trying to, I believe I had set it back where we could, if I started, it had some turkeys, baby poults coming in early in July, then I could have turkeys for Thanksgiving. Well, they're already out and it's April. So, yeah. So I'm not sure how that's going to go. And I didn't even look at the Cornish cross. I've got 50 Cornish. Well, I have 50 Cornish cross coming in here two or three weeks ago, and they're doing pretty good. But, you know, I don't know that I'm going to need any more than that this year, but I don't know. We'll see. And so I may not be doing turkeys, I guess. It's getting dry around here again. We went through a little bit of rain for a while and thought we was going to get caught up and even come out of the drought situation. And it is better than it was. But it's getting dry again, so we're due for some rain. I think we got like a 20% chance of rain tonight, and that's about it. Softball season. This is a different softball season. School softball season starts in July, I think July 15 or something like that. But this is an off-season one. It's called Recreational League, and so the girls had their first games on Tuesday night. They play on Tuesday nights, and the first one was a doubleheader, and I think they won both games. I think this is, even though it's just recreational league, this is one of those things where Kinsey can kind of keep into the groove. Because if you think about it, when you go into basketball, any sport, when you first get into it, if you don't keep at it year-round or at least part, you know, extra when you first start, you're rusty. And the girls were rusty when they first started this recreational season. And so by the time they get done with this season, they start going into what's good for the school. I think they're going to look pretty good and be pretty good, too. So I'm glad for that. I have a friend that has decided to do some homesteading and stuff. They've got a little bit of property and stuff anyway, but they've got their youngest son is showing some interest in the animals. And he wants to become a little more self-sufficient. So they've got some goats coming in. I think they're supposed to pick them up here this weekend. And he's had chickens for a while, but he's thinking about getting ducks. And I said, well, what kind do you want? And he goes, well, I want the Pekin ducks like you've got. And I said, okay. I said, well, I'm thinking about hatching some. And so he goes, yeah, I'll take some. So I put 30 eggs into incubate yesterday. So here in about 28 days, you know, we're going to see how many ducklings we get out of that. So that's going to be kind of fun. My three things for the day, been kind of an interesting day already. I had to take a quick trip to Stroud. That's about on the way to Oklahoma City from here. It's about 100 miles each way. And so we were taking a girl to Stroud to meet up with some friends. And she's going to spend the weekend with them before she comes back with us. And, of course, I still had to do it. And the other of my three things, it's all the Friday errands. So after we got her dropped off, we drove back to Claremore and got the feed, picked up the groceries and picked up a gallon of milk. We got dairy here, and most of the time they have raw milk, and so I always try to buy raw milk. Every once in a while somebody claims they got sick and they have to take all the raw milk down and get everything tested, and then everything comes back clean, but if somebody claims they got sick from the milk, they have to shut everything down and get it tested, and they have to wait weeks to get the results of the tests. And so, yeah, it's a pain in the neck for them. So I had not been able to get actual raw milk from them for a few weeks, but I got raw milk today, and I'm happy about that. It's prom season, guys. I don't know about having teenagers at my age. She's only a sophomore. And the proms are only supposed to be for juniors and seniors, but she's got a boyfriend that's a senior. So, yep, we're trying to get ready for prom season. We're looking for a dress. The only thing is Kinsey's about a size 2. And, you know, when I was a kid, a lot of people were a lot smaller. You know, I never was. I think I was size 10 to 12 the whole time I was going through school. But, you know, size 2 was not unusual. Well, size 2 is kind of unusual now. And everything we've tried for her so far has been swallows a poor little girl. So, but we've got a friend that her daughter used to be that size. And so she says she has 3 dresses that we can test out. So tonight we're going to go look at those. And then hopefully here the next week or so, I was kind of hoping to do it today when I didn't go to Stroud. There was a couple of places. There's a church there in Claremore that actually has a whole room full of dresses that you can kind of check out like a library and borrow them and then bring them back. And they even get them cleaned and everything and have it for somebody else. So we're in the process of trying to do that. And Kinsey's kind of mad at me because I won't pay for nails and stuff like, you know, it's like, you've got nail polish. I've got to find a dress. I've got to find shoes. I haven't even thought about the hair yet. So yeah, it's prom season. So that's what we're trying to do now start trying to find a dress for her. Okay, what I'm reading. I read novels and stuff too, but this one was called Journey of the Pharaohs by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown. And so there's only a couple little things in here to read out of it. I like descriptives. I like things that give a little, I don't know, there's every once in a while just a phrase will stick out to me and I like it and I mark it. So this first one is, in Joe's world, horsepower had been created for one reason, to replace human power. And his general rule of thumb was the more, the better. And I guess I'm not exactly sure I like that, but it is kind of fit that character. And the only other thing I have marked in here is extended time without wind makes me think they were in the doldrums, an area of the Atlantic Ocean where the winds can slack for weeks at a time. The great European sailing ships often ended up stranded that way. If caught there too long, the men did what they could to spark the winds, including tossing horses overboard, which is why some call that area the horse latitudes. And I learned stuff all the time. So the horse latitudes or the doldrums and stuff, and that was a real thing. If you think about it, if they were in sailing ships and got stuck for weeks in an area that had no wind, and some of them would get out there and they'd starve to death because they weren't getting to where they needed to be and they didn't bring enough food to take care of that. So that was from the Clive Cussler and Graham Brown book, Journey of the Pharaohs. And yeah, Clive Cussler, I'm a girl, but I read all, I used to read, what's his, you know, Hunt for Red October and all those, that guy that did all that. I used to read those too. You need to never know what I'm going to read. I'm still going through Atlas Shrugged. I think I've told you this, it's an audio book and I don't know how many pages it is in regular life, but the audio book is 64 hours long, and it's been interesting. So I've been listening to that off and on too. Well, I have a schedule. So I've been listening to that. I can't remember where I am as far as actual part of the book. I'm in part 2, I think, but Franco D'Anconia, shows up at a wedding reception, and somebody, oh yeah, you can see my cat in the background. I forgot to mention this before I got started too. I usually have a sheet on that bed because I have animals that get up there, and I forgot to close the door so the animal can't get in. But also, if you look, oh my gosh, I actually got some curtains hung up. They're not the kind that I really needed, because you can kind of see through them. I wanted something that was a little more blackout curtains, but hey, at least they're curtains now and not towels that were there before. So I digress dramatically. All right. So Franco, he shows up. He is a rich copper mine owner, and it's that he is looked down on and sneered at because he is rich and owns things in a place where everybody goes, oh no, money is the root of all evil, and we don't want to, you're supposed to be sharing everything you have with everybody else, you know. So Danconia had heard the phrase root of all evil, and he went on to this huge long lecture about, okay, if you think the money is the root of all evil, what are you living on? What are you doing? And he's talking about production, products, getting stuff out there for people to have. If you don't take care of the people who are doing production, then you're not going to have anything. And it's a problem. And it was kind of a long diatribe that he went on, but it was an interesting thing. And then one of the things, further on down to one of the guys, the government had come in and told Reardon that he must provide the government with the steel that they required to do their stuff. And because that was part of the sharing thing, is everybody had to get a certain amount of steel, and everybody, and they would determine who got it. And so the government won their part of it, and he told them not to, he wasn't going to do it. So, when the government official returned, he goes, look, you have a choice. You can do this or you can go to jail. And he goes, I'll go to jail. But the government official goes, you know, it's people like you that are honest are the ones that are the biggest pain in the neck. Cause we looked and looked and looked a long time to find something on you, could not. And if we can't, and when there aren't enough criminals, we make them. And so I thought that was kind of an interesting thing too. Quote of the day is, there are no regrets in life, just lessons. And believe it or not, that's from Jennifer Aniston, from the actress from the Friends. I think it was back in the 90s. She was in the show Friends. And she's done some movies and stuff like that afterward. But basically, she's known for Friends. And you can tell the wind is blowing. Do you hear that thumping? That is the wind hitting something of my house and thumping. Okay, so the quote of the day again is, there are no regrets in life, just lessons. And that's from Jennifer Aniston. My main subject for the day, Oscar Meyer. Okay. When Daisy was going through all her trauma with 4-day labor delivering piglets, I had the vet look at Oscar, who has been crippled up for a few months now, and I was trying to see if he would get over it, and he wasn't getting over it. And so the vet at that time gave him some anti-inflammatory, and it was kind of a mess. I had to load marshmallows with anti-inflammatory and with Prilosec, or whatever that medicine is, the drug is, the off-brand of it, or, you know, the generic part of Prilosec, and feed those to Oscar, and they didn't help. It didn't help at all. Poor guy. So the vet at that time said that, I really think he needs a chiropractic adjustment. I'm going, a chiropractic adjustment? Why would I get a pig a chiropractic adjustment? I don't even get them for myself unless I'm really in bad shape. But I got to think about it. The anti-inflammatories weren't helping. The poor guy, he just couldn't hardly even stand up. And so I thought, okay, fine. So I called the chiropractor guy that the vet told me about, and he came out very nice man. They've all been very nice people. I just, you know, when you're supposed to be making money on these animals, not spending it on them for chiropractic help, you know, that type of thing. But he came out, and it was kind of interesting, because, you know, my pigs are Idaho pasture pigs. They're mellow. I mean, they're pretty big now, but they're mellow. They get excited about breakfast and dinner and everything. But as far as being aggressive, they're not aggressive. They're just kind of mellow, happy, you know. Oscar drools whenever he sees he's got dinner. And so, I don't know, they just eat and they're happy, and that's all there is to it. But the chiropractor started feeling down his spine. He goes, oh yeah, there's a spot there. And he was adjusted, and that pig squalled. I'm going, oh my gosh, I've never heard my pig do that. And he goes, well, it was way out of adjustment. And a total of about five times, which, like, three spots on the spine. And I think he did each hip too, because Oscar was bad. And that poor pig squalled every time. But then he starts eating, and he was actually flinging his tail around, just wagging that tail. And the vet goes, yeah, it's probably the first time in a while that he's felt his tail. He's had some pinched nerves in there, and that's why he's been in such pain and needed to be adjusted. So I asked, I said, well, is this a genetic thing or what's the deal? And he goes, no, it's not adjustment. I said, your boar's kind of smaller than your girl's, and he probably fell off when he was mating one of them and landed on his back. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know what? That's about how long Oscar's been out of commission, is about 4 months or so. A pig is in they're pregnant for, I think they call it 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. And then it had been a couple of weeks since Daisy had had her piglet. So if you think about it, it's a little over 4 months. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I bet Oscar was mating with Daisy and fell off, and that's when he hurt himself. And I thought, oh. So as difficult as it was for me to take on the fact that my poor pig needed a chiropractor, I felt terrible that he was suffering so much and then squalling every time the doctor adjusted him. But he did seem to be doing it. Now he says he's going to be sore for a couple of days, and he was. He laid around for two more days, and then I was beginning to wonder if the chiropractic adjustment was actually going to help. But I noticed last night and this morning, even though he's still stiff and a little bit gimpy, he's up and around. He's moving where he really couldn't before. So I guess he's on the way to being mended. The doctor said I may have to come back in a month and adjust him again. I thought, okay, well, at least he wasn't telling me twice a week like one of my other chiropractors used to tell me years ago. So, yeah. I got a chiropractic adjustment for my pig. That's just too much for me. I don't know. But if it helps, that's what we got to do. All right. I have the story of the day. I actually have two stories. One of them, we go to a church nearby here, and the man that I was telling you about they were doing more homesteading stuff. They've got a son. And the son that was interested in it. Well, they've been watching YouTube videos lately, trying to learn stuff. And it's kind of cool because, you know, there's a lot of channels out there, even for homesteading and everything. But it was kind of interesting how this man had, or this family had discovered many of the same homesteading channels that I watch too. And but their boy, I don't know, he's 7 or 8, something like that now. I don't know how old he is, but he was watching and watching and watching. He was getting bored, and he goes, can we watch somebody else? I don't know these guys. And mom goes, well, there's somebody at our church that has a channel. Do you want to watch her channel? And he goes, who is it? Who is at our church has a YouTube channel? And she told him that was me. And he goes, oh, finally, I know somebody that's famous. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not famous, but he thinks I am now. So I thought that was funny. I thought it was cute too. So yeah, I'm famous in my church, I guess. I don't know. My other story of the day is, oh my gosh, guys, the same day that my poor pig was getting adjusted, I did something so stupid. It was kind of interesting. It was funny. I'm walking through the house and, you know, just going and blowing. I got things to do. So I'm going through the house probably faster than I should have. But all of a sudden I looked up, just as I was about to slam face on with a spider hanging from the ceiling. And somehow I reacted so strongly that I literally flung myself backward and landed on my back and hit my head. It didn't hurt because my braid was in the way, apparently, but I hit my head hard enough that it knocked my headband off. I busted my elbow, the skin on my elbow, and of course it hurt. I got a bruise on my pinky. I got a bruise on my left cheek, but I'm laying there going, oh my gosh, this hurts. Oh my gosh, that was so stupid. I mean, I'm laughing because it was stupid that I'd literally flung myself backward, trying not to run face first into a spider hanging from the ceiling. And then as I get my wits about me from falling, I'm thinking, oh, that spider's down here somewhere. So I'm rolling over looking, well, the spider's dead. And it was kind of bad because it was just one of those little black jumping spiders. It wasn't anything to do, but Kinsey's deathly afraid of spiders. And apparently I overreact when they're about to hit me in the face. So he got killed. And so now I got a few bruises and stuff from them, but I've never reacted like that before. Just literally flinging myself backward. But so I'm on the mend. I'm doing pretty good, but that was really dumb. My question of the day is, have you ever injured yourself in such a crazy way that you had to laugh despite the pain? In fact, it was kind of funny. I went to even call Tom to tell him what I did. It's like, I found a new way to fall, you know, because I do fall occasionally. And so I want to know, have you ever done something like just any way that you've injured yourself? You know, because you say got something like mundane about, you know, walking into a spider web or just anything that is kind of crazy and then you end up hitting yourself. So if you've ever done anything like that where it's kind of stupid, but it's kind of funny, let me know. I'd like to know. Okay. My income producing activity is today is Podmatch. This is podmatch.com. This has been a pretty cool thing. It is specifically for people who are doing podcasts. If whether you host a podcast or just want to be interviewed, it's a way to match people up to each other. And you go on podmatch.com and fill out all the stuff, tell them about yourself, tell them what you're doing, you know, just give as much information about yourself as that you're willing to do. So to get you matched up with somebody else. And I think I'm going to need to do some more work on mine. I got a lot to learn. You know, how do you describe yourself? I don't know how to describe myself. I'm a pain in the neck. I don't know, but I need to be able to describe myself more so that I can run into some more matches and stuff, but it's been kind of interesting. And, I think as a host, when you get matched up with somebody, you actually can earn a little bit of an income for everybody that you end up having on your podcast. And at first when I was signing up, I was just going to, I'm not ready for interviewing people just yet. I don't believe. I'm sure I could get into it if I needed to, but right now I'm just trying to learn how to be my own podcaster. So I just signed up to be someone who's interviewed, but I got to think about it. It's like, hey, you know, I might as well learn how to interview people. And so I may have interviews somewhere down the road with my podcast. You never know, but we're going to find out about that. But podmatch.com, I'll have the link in the description. And so if you decide this is something that you want to do, go ahead and use that link and I'll get a little bit of a commission. It doesn't cost you anything more, but I get a little bit of commission for everybody who signs up under mine. Okay. This is a short one today, I think. Yeah, it's pretty short. Where I can be found, obviously, is grandmashomestead.farm. And that's my website. And I'm learning to build it some more and build it, you know, make it more useful and have some information on it. And there's a couple more things I want to do with it. But I'm getting there with that. My main YouTube channel is Grandma's Homestead. That's my YouTube channel where you can see kind of my journey on how to get us on our property out here. Farm Animal Life YouTube channel is one where I just take a camera in with some animals and you get to see them in their natural habitat, I guess is what you would say. Instagram is, I'm on the Instagram is Thesia Ellis. I try to catch little snippets of life here and there and take pictures of it, you know, mostly as much as I can on the farm. Some of them are just still shots. Every once in a while, I'll put a reel out there. I'm not as active on it. I'm not bad. You know, I've got quite a few things on it, but like some people really do, they do something every day. And I don't do that. I might get some, one or two things a week. And so you can see some pictures of Mopar, my other cat, and just little snippets of life on the farm. And that's my Instagram account. It's just Thesia Ellis, all one word. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, MeWe, and Twitter, all under some version of Thesia Ellis. So that's all I've got for today. I didn't realize it was going to be so short when I was filling this, when I was doing all my notes. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that either. So you know what I always say, live until you die. Don't fling yourself on the ground trying to get away from a spider that's about to hit you in the face. But get out there and do something. Get off the couch. Find something that makes you happy, makes you get off that recliner, makes you turn off that television and live. God bless, guys. I'll see you next time.